You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. It is wonderful to be talking to Gavin Fox on the programme today. Gavin, you're very welcome to Wellness Wednesday. How are you?
I'm great, Shirley. Thanks a million for having me.
I suppose we're pre-recording this, as the nature of the business is, but we're recording for Wellness Wednesday. We're recording this on the eve of your song release. Is there a certain amount of trepidation with the release, or are you just looking forward to getting it out there?
There's always trepidation. It's always a mixture of excitement and you're also terrified at the same time, you know.
Yes.
Like when you it never stops. I've released a few songs now, but when you release something, you're sort of exposing yourself in a way to the world, you know, especially
yes.
when it's something personal. And yeah, so that you're always a little bit terrified, particularly the night before, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of standing at the edge of your comfort zone, putting your toe just outside it, aren't you?
It would be much easier, Shirley, to stay at home and just sing the song to yourself, you know.
But you know what?
Yeah.
We any of us who are creatives, we would think that. But at the same time, you stop having the impetus to create if you're not sharing it.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. You're right. And it's a strange one because when like particularly with me, with music, if I write something that I'm very proud of, I just feel compelled to share it. And then I suppose if it's a message that, might just resonate with somebody and perhaps even in some small way help somebody, well, then you definitely feel compelled to share it, you know?
Absolutely. And I was saying to you before we came on air, like that I mean, people send me new music all the time, and I'm always tremendously grateful for it because I use one of my programs, The Exchange, to showcase Irish music, you know, Irish music all down through the ages and new stuff. And it's great, I suppose, to have emerging artists sending you material and to have the space and the creative freedom to share them. But I was saying to you before we came on air that I really think that our chat would be better suited to Wellness Wednesday because there's a real strong positive message with this particular song that you are about to share with us.
There is, yeah. I mean, the song is it's a very positive song, I think, an uplifting song, and but there is a serious message in it too. It's I suppose the theme of the song is to sort of shine a light a little bit on mental health and mental
yes.
well-being, and by telling my own sort of personal story with it. Like for many years I struggled on and off with not feeling right in my mind, and I guess it came from never really sort of identifying with who I was as a person, you know, trying to compare myself to others, striving for perfection and never really being good enough, if you like. I distracted myself with a lot of things, whatever. I kept myself really busy so that I didn't have to spend time with myself, if you like. And that was fine for me for, you know, well, not fine, but, I survived, if you like, for a long time.
It got you by,
Yeah, it did got me by, is right. But, you know, I think, as I've learned in life, if you've got demons or if you've got stuff that you haven't dealt with, life has a way of sort of making you face up to them. And that's sort of what happened, if you like. I found myself at a low point and in a dark place. And thankfully, I found the courage to ask for help. And I spoke to my wife and friends and others. And it was a massive weight lifted off. And I got some help. And thankfully, came through, you know, a difficult experience, but came through the other side and with a completely different perspective on life and a contentment like I never experienced before. And I guess that's the message really of the song. And I suppose why, you know, like I said, you feel compelled to share it, because the message really, I would have convinced myself for years that opening up to people and telling people how you feel in this way was a sign of weakness. And
yes.
it was a better thing to sort of, you know, hide it.
Tuck it away, bottle it up. Yeah.
And keep up this sort of persona or image of this confident, you know, guy who has it all in control or whatever. And that wasn't the case. So the message of the song really is it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of tremendous courage to say put your hand up and say, I don't feel right and I need some help. And I guess I'm living proof of that, because what happened, I only really discovered music after I came through this experience.
Amazing.
I never allowed myself time for myself, if you like, to discover different things of about me or whatever. And it was only when I came through this experience, I knew I always loved music, but I never allowed myself time to explore it. And I borrowed a guitar and started teaching myself at home. And within a short enough space of time, I started to write. And writing, I found for me to be, you know, I don't know if you'd call it therapeutic, cathartic, certainly, to get things off your chest.
Sure.
But it's also become a way of, I suppose, conveying this message to others, to say, look, it's all right to not feel okay. You don't have to have it all under control. And yeah, it's okay to put your hand up and ask for help.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know, there's a very powerful message that comes through in your song and comes through in what you're just saying there as well, is it's very important to accept yourself and to love yourself for who you are.
It is. And I think...
it's not always easy.
No, it's not. And but it's very important, because like, if you don't love yourself, it's difficult. It's not a nice place to be if you don't value yourself, you know. So I think you're absolutely right. And I think when you do connect with yourself, and when you do sort of give yourself permission and time to sort of discover who you really are, look, you never know what you might find. I found I've a creative ability for music that I never knew I had.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, but I, like, really the message is to other people, you just never know what you might find if you know.
Yeah, if you realize that you are enough, you are worthy. If you spoke to yourself the way that you speak to other people, you know, there's this wonderful saying that you should speak to yourself the way you would speak to a small child, with understanding and patience and love. But we don't do that.
No, we give ourselves, well, I think a lot of people, you know, give ourselves a hard time, if you like, and we try to, I guess, sort of measure up to perfection, if you like, compare ourselves to others and say, well, I should be like him, or I should be doing better than her, or whatever, and give ourselves a hard time instead of, you know, giving ourselves credit for the wonderful things that we do, and the love that we show to others, and whatever whoever we are, that's, you know, it's a great thing to enjoy and celebrate, you know.
It's a wonderful thing to accept ourselves for our own weird, wonderful selves, isn't it?
Exactly. And nobody's perfect. I mean, what is perfect? I don't know what perfect is. But it's about sort of, I know it's a bit of a cliche and enjoying the moment and all of that, but it really is. Life is really just about the here and now, what you have right now, and enjoying that, and enjoying yourself with it.
But that's a totally, I was talking to somebody else on Wellness Wednesday last week, and one of the things that we spoke about, I suppose, was sometimes, you know, the crippling sense of embarrassment that you have sometimes. And we were kind of saying that, you know, believe me, that nobody scrutinizes your life so much as you do yourself. Like, you know, you probably remember a terribly embarrassing thing that you did 5 years ago. Nobody else remembers it, you know. You know, it's okay to let some of these terrible things go, and as you say, embrace the moment, enjoy the moment, and just, you know, get on with it. It's okay.
Yeah, and not take yourself too seriously either. You know, it's all right to have a laugh at yourself as well and enjoy
it. It's important.
You know, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's important to be, you know, I suppose, a positive, enjoying spectator at your own life. And you think to yourself sometimes, did I really do that?
I know.
What was I thinking?
It's true.
But it is. It's amazing. I just love the fact that you've kind of come out of, the, let's say, a dark period with a newfound sense of creativity and a new message to give to others. It's tremendously empowering.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and I do honestly feel that way. Like, I feel it's a real privilege. Like, I've had people ask me the question, you know, do you regret not, you know, maybe finding this out? I mean, I'm 45 now, you know. Do you regret not doing this or finding this out 20 years ago or whatever? I don't live with regrets. I'm delighted that I found it when I did find it. And that is not just about the music. I'm glad I sort of had this, I don't know what you'd call it, awakening moment, I would kind of call it. you know, that I will spend the rest of my life in, enjoying it as I should. So, no, it is great. And it's great to turn, you know, something like that into a positive, not just for me personally, but as I say, that if somebody, anybody, one person was to listen to it and that they get the words and they understand what it means, and it might just mean something to them, that would just be amazing.
That's it. If we set about our creativity with the thoughts that we could touch one person's life and improve one person's experience, then that should be enough. That should be reason enough to do it.
No, it is the case. It is honestly the case with me. There's a certain sort of sense of, you know, opening up in for me personally, you know, sort of being honest and showing your I don't know, your warts and all to for the whole world to see. But I think you just got to get comfortable with who you are, and I'm fine with it, you know. And it's great to be able to get such enjoyment from music and putting it out there. It's just an amazing thing.
And like, there's a great deal of strength in the vulnerability of putting something so very personal out there as well, isn't there? Like, you know, sometimes you hear songs and they're great songs, they're wonderful songs, but they don't, let's say, have a resonance, or they don't have a memorability about them, because you can have a sense that they're not very personal. But, you know, I think this is a very special song. I think that the listeners will really appreciate it, hopefully, when we share it with them. On the eve of release date.
Yeah, no, well, thanks very much for the kind words. I mean, I think you're right. There is a certain sense of, there's a lot of pressure off when you expose your vulnerability, I think, because otherwise you're trying to live up to this image of perfection, which is just impossible and exhausting. So it's much easier to say, look, I'm not perfect, you know, and to expose yourself a little bit. I think people sort of, you know, they want that a little bit more. Do you know,
they
that do. Honesty?
They yeah. absolutely do. They really do. Because, you know, it taps into what most people feel all of the time, whether they would choose to admit it or not.
That's the thing. And I've had, you know, I've played my songs, you know, and various people have come up to me afterwards and, you know, said, God, that really got me. And, you know, and even I remember one person in particular being quite emotional after I played a song. You know, it's not that I'm trying to make people cry or anything. That's yes. not what it's about. But it's, yeah, I've no doubt that there's lots and lots of people out there that felt how I felt. And are struggling through their lives for one reason or another. And I've no doubt that there'll be lots of people that, if they tune into the lyrics of this song, you know, that it might mean something to them. They might get it, at least, you know.
Absolutely. Now, I suppose we always on Wellness Wednesday, like we focus on the wellness, we focus on the positivity, and we focus on, I suppose, people's agency to look for help or to engage in, let's say, self-care or self-help, you know, on the days when we're not feeling optimum. What would you recommend for listeners on days when they just don't feel well, they don't feel mentally well? What helps you? What helps you to kind of jump out of it again?
I think the biggest thing for me is not to give yourself a hard time. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a break. There's days where you're not in top form, and, you know, just tomorrow will be different, but we're not machines, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Give yourself a break on that day and go easy on yourself, and, you know, tomorrow or the next day you'll be back on form again, you know. Be kind to yourself. I think as well, you know, be honest and talk to your partner, your friends, or whatever. It's okay to you know, to have an open chat over a cup of coffee and say, I'm not feeling 100% today. That's fine. And I think for me, the biggest thing that really helps me is writing. I you know, I've writing songs, or just writing stuff down. It actually gets stuff sort of off your mind and onto the page.
It feels
like a weight lifted, you know.
Yeah, even if you never read it again, even if it makes no sense, even if it's not for anybody else's consumption, just put it somewhere out of your head.
Yeah, no, it definitely does help. But I think the biggest thing is just don't give yourself too much of a hard time. Go easy on yourself, because, you know, you're not going to be on top form every day, and sometimes it you know, it passes, and tomorrow will be better.
Thank you so much for coming on the program, Gavin. Would you like to introduce your song for our listeners?
I would. Thanks, Shirley. Thanks a million for having me. I really appreciate it. So this is my new single. I'm Gavin Fox. This is my new single, If I Could Survive This. I really do hope you enjoy it.
Focus on the goal of the journey. Always looking for someone else to please. Haunted by demons inside of me. She may be gone, but she's with me. But others on how I'm not good enough. Fighting every day to survive is tough. Feeding all wins, but the failure's rough. Touching my head is just too much. Finding my way through the darkness. I was running scared from the thoughts in my head. Now I found my way to happiness. If I could survive this, you will too. Now life is so different for me. Smell the flowers, see the bees. Feel the wind, don't feel the trees. Live what's right in front of me. Present for the moments in my life. Just my God, I do what feels right. Not scared of the dark, sleep at night. Smell the rain, feel the warm light. Finding my way through the darkness. I was running scared from the thoughts in my head. Now I found my way to happiness. If I could survive this, you will too. Yeah, there's no shame in saying I don't feel right. I need some help from someone just to get me through the night. Cause someone please show me my way back to the light. Cause my mind's eye is cloudy, I just don't have the sight. Finding my way through the darkness. I was running scared from the thoughts in my head. Now I found my way to happiness. If I could survive this. Finding my way through the darkness. I was running scared from the thoughts in my head. Now I found my way to happiness. If I could survive this, you will too. Yeah, you will too. You will too.
Many thanks to Gavin for joining us on the programme and sharing his new single and his personal story with us. The best of luck to him with his music career. Now, I thought I'd finish the programme today, as I normally do, with a poem. And today is another poem from Mary Oliver. As you know, I have a fondness for Mary's poems, but I don't think I've shared this one with you yet. And I came across it the other day and I just thought it was very apt and very beautiful. When I Am Among the Trees by Mary Oliver. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness, I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world but walk slowly and bow often. Around me the trees stir in their leaves and call out, stay a while. The light flows from their branches. And they call again. It's simple, they say. And you too have come into the world to do this. To go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. Take care till next time and be kind to your mind.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach. preach some, feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. The positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No.